You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
You must inspect what you expect. Set goals. You got to prioritize. You must evaluate. Inspect what you expect if you're going to be efficient. So if you set a budget every month, you need to see if you're within it. If you have kids, you got to check with them to see how their grades are. Inspect it. Don't just say, oh, everything is fine, Mama. No, I need to see it. Let me get the number to and the email address of your teacher so I can communicate with them. Huh? I told you it's all right, Mama. No, I'm not taking your word for it because y'all slick.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Next Level Leadership. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 22, verses 28 and 29.
Amen. And let me share something else with you all. All of you all that just got a problem with leadership here in the ministry, you go to unsaved men and women on your job that don't care nothing about you, God, or whatever. And whatever they tell you to do, you jump to it. And if you got a problem, you curse under your breath. You don't go tit for tat. And many of you, if you treated your husband like you treat your boss, you wouldn't have a problem with him. When you go to work, he'll say so and so. You say yes, sir. But if I say yes, sir, what? Lord of what? Why does that rise up in you when you go to a man younger than you and say yes, sir? All the time. Every week. But what I'm saying is foreign. Same respect that you give on the job, just do it at home. Watch what happens to your house. Speak nice. Get the job done. I'm coming at the man too. Yeah. I'm coming at the man too. You don't say, what's up? But you don't do that to no boss. Do I challenge men? I'm challenging them every year. But I'm challenging you right now. You give other men more respect than the man who paying bills and bringing them home every month. Don't even say nothing like you're sweet and appreciate you. Or yes, sir. You treat young teenage boys more than you treat your man. Your son, you bathe him up. Yeah, man, get over there. Take care of yourself. Just treat him with the same equity. Watch what happens. Oh, my God. Mr. Johnson said, well, I'm doing another staff meeting. We did one already. I'm going to do one on Friday. You got a memo, right? Yeah, okay. I need to see you on Friday at 11. Okay, I'll put it in my... Treat him with the same respect. Watch what he do. You won't have to do it long. You'll see, oh my God. Like you're pouring water on a flower. Efficiency. Now, no man in this house should ever treat a female on the job better than you treat your wife. If it happened, many of you wouldn't tolerate it. You wouldn't tolerate it, but you do it all the time in reverse. I wouldn't stand it, man, if a man came in here and told you, sit down somewhere, did that to you and helped somebody else up the steps. I wouldn't tolerate it if I saw it. But I see the way you operate and how you handle your bosses, and I'm telling you. Man, I miss some of the pastors that come to me, especially Caucasian. Man, the blacks are so nice to me. That's what they say to me. The ones that left here and went there. You understand? We got a problem with the way we handle our people that we love. I'm telling you what I know. They come to me, Bishop, man, wow, you trained them well. I trained them well. I couldn't get them to come to church. I didn't want the husband to come. You had the church too much. That's what they're saying to the men. Go there, serve, and do everything. Yes, sir. What do you need? Oh, wow. Oh, I'm going to be standing at the door. Good. I say stand at the door. Well, it's hot. Okay. All right. We need to be more what? Efficient. Just treat everybody the same. I treat everybody, white, black, it doesn't matter. I try to treat everybody the same, and that's upscale. I'm never going to give you down treatment and somebody else up treatment. I treat everybody the same. I know that sounds weird. They're going to put it on radio. It's going around the country and people are going to be like, man, what is he talking about? But others are going to be like, that man telling the truth. That man, ooh. There's several things that you need to understand about efficiency. Efficiency sets goals. Clear goals. Achievable goals. If you have a ministry team, you want that ministry team to work toward goals. An efficient leader is going to set goals. If you don't set goals, how can you attain anything that you desire? You'll never have success if you won't set goals. The second thing you need to understand about leadership in the terms of efficiency is you need to understand prioritization. So I have to prioritize what is more important. Right now, there's what we call souls to the polls. And this is the battle of my pastoral duties. Many of the churches are taking people to the polls to vote. I didn't jump on that, even though I want you to vote. We lost our brother, and I can't have us divided. So I made the capital decision the bus is coming out there in a few minutes. But I didn't make no announcements because I'm moving in another direction, which means I'm going to get a rift next week. Clark didn't participate, but I'm willing to take the hit for leadership. I don't want you divided, even though I know you need to vote. Which is more important? You're going to say the vote is more important. I don't know. I can't push you to that. You need to vote, even if it's not today, you go tomorrow. But today, we need to grieve with the ones who grieve. And a lot of times, if you looked at it and say, why do they do what they do? And you scaled it back, you begin to see what I'm saying. When you're moving people to a region and resources to a region, you're going to make some people unhappy. They'll look at it and judge it, but they don't have the knowledge you have. I can't have you all divided. We're going to honor our brother. You can vote tomorrow, and I want you to vote, but we're going to honor our brother today. Thank you, Lord. And I believe what I'm doing here is righteous. So judge things if you want based on what you know, or your humanity, or your politic. But when you're a spiritual leader, you got to move in a different vein. Thank you, Lord. We will render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, which means we'll pay our taxes. And Republicans need to hear that. Jesus said it. You forgot? And render unto God what is God's. I don't see no Jesus on a coin. So he's saying, render tribute to that which is due. It's right there in Romans 13. Read it. Don't forget it, because you want low taxes and no government when Jesus said you need to render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, tax and tribute, and unto God that which is God's. You don't cut off any type of programs if they're going to help people. At the same time, we can't go so liberal that we say everything goes. Some people want transgender change while they're in prison. That's too far, in my opinion. So why would we spend tax dollars for that? Help young kids go to school. Oh, my God. If you can't pay for it, I'm not paying for your surgery. You pay for it. I'm not paying for BBLs. You pay for it. Why are you doing that? Men don't need all of that. These are rap boys, man, that said that look pretty. You don't have to do that. Have a nice attitude. All of that just shapes up real good. What you talking about, man? You done lost your mind, lady. Talk to men about what they like. They don't need all of that. Prioritization. You get an extra $10,000, put that money in savings and pay your tithe and stop running to Miami. And listen, man, giving it to people you don't know, they see your whole body. You don't care about none of it. Mark you all up. But you want to cry about what I say. Oh, my God. What about evaluation? You must inspect what you expect. Set goals. You got to prioritize. You must evaluate. Inspect what you expect if you're going to be efficient. So if you set a budget every month, you need to see if you're within it. If you have kids, you got to check with them to see how their grades are. Inspect it. Don't just say, oh, everything is fine, Mama. No, I need to see it. Let me get the number to and the email address of your teacher so I can communicate with them. Huh? I told you it's all right, Mama. No, no, I'm not taking your word for it. Because y'all slick. You didn't write a paper in the last year. AI wrote it. You AI wrote your stuff. I'm listening at the way you talk. You didn't apply yourself. Inspect what you what?
Expect.
Expect. I'm inspecting you. I expect certain things if you're a leader here. I said leaders should not be using drugs. So I'm not going to do your analysis, but every once in a while I'm going to examine you. Are you all right? Your eyes really are red. And you smell funny. Okay? I said hello to you, and you said, hello. You way too laid back. If I volley to you, I want you to volley back fast. So if I say, hey, how are you doing? I'm looking for, hey, I'm doing well, Bishop. You don't say, I say, hey, how you doing? And you volley slow. I'm doing okay, Bishop. Oh, my God. I better inspect some stuff now. What's up with you? Why do you always park across the street and have the window open? I was at a car wash and this man, Caucasian man, kind of thick, he said, we were having a conversation. He said, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a professional. And he said, are you an attorney? I did like that. Body language. He said, a doctor? Okay. You're close. I don't tell people I'm a bishop and all of that, right? He said, listen, man, I got some cocaine. Man, you seem cool with it, man. We're going to have some girls on the beach. And listen, man, I'm at this particular spot, and you're welcome to come. I would like for you to have a good time with us. That's the kind of stuff that comes across my plate. You know what I said? No. In my soul. Because I'm the kind of person, first time, I'm just going to see what's up because I'm curious. Next thing you know, wee-oh, 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 wee-oh. Now y'all see me in handcuffs. Ain't nobody coming to jail to visit me. He should have known better. The man said, you don't have to bring any money. I like you, man. You know, I got it. I'm retired colonel. Listen to what I'm telling you. That's the kind of stuff that comes across my plate. If I didn't have my head together, we would be done. I can't go out there on the beach with you, man. You may be a sting operation anyway. Somebody that don't like me sent you to me to see what they can get. I'm efficient. I'm going to prioritize. I got something valuable. I must have something valuable in me for you to bring that to me. You want to mess me up. You want to mess me up, man. You want to mess me up. I'm too old to do that. My God, I can't recover from that. Pastor Brina be looking at me weird. You all, I come in and say, take your Bibles. They be like, what? Take what? Because I know me, I'll get the Bible anyway. Come on, let's go to the scripture. See, God say forgive. I would. Forgive. I'll come clean with you. Listen. Evaluate, right? Inspect what you expect. Do you evaluate? Do you inspect what you expect? And see, when you inspect what you expect, you got to reverse it. You're in the hot seat. Are you willing to be inspected yourself? Hot seat. One sits in the chair, 10 sit around that person. It's a swivel chair. So everybody can tell the person sitting in the chair that's in the hot seat their goods, their good thing, the good things they like about them and the things they don't prefer. And the one in the hot seat has to take it. So you're able to say you do good, you do well in ministry, you have a good attitude, but you're not consistent. Then they turn to the next one. You know, you do well in ministry and you have a good attitude, but sometimes your attitude is a little off and it propels people. But I think you have you sow a seed. I see you sowing seed. And you go all the way around to all 10, right? Now, the person that's doing the talking, that's evaluating, should be kind. Because you're the next person to sit in the hot seat. And you have to take what you dished out. A lot of people aren't ready for that. I tried it here in ministry among our armor bearers. And I lost 30% of them from that one exercise. Because they were okay with someone telling them that you did good. But they couldn't handle when someone started evaluating, saying you need to shift here or there. And the ones that were the most vocal were the most insensitive. Just like many of you that critique, you couldn't handle 2% of the scrutiny if it was turned on you. Sit with your own family, especially when you got teenagers, and tell them the good, but then let them say it to you. But if they say it, they got to remember you're going to sit in the hot seat too. So honor your father and your mother. that your days may be long. Because eventually you got to sit and do the same thing too. Evaluation is good. When I was in the Marine Corps, I introduced that concept to my group. From what I understand, they're still doing it. It was in Okinawa when I introduced it, called the hot seat. It just came to me. I had leaders that were always talking about what people needed to do. But it came to me. Could you handle critique yourself? So we did it. It actually helped our group. My leaders saw it. They said, you know what? This is powerful. It may be something that they're still doing. I heard it was. I'm not sure. But what I told you right there is an original that came from me to help leaders. But it's dangerous if you're sensitive. It's dangerous. You'll hold it against people. They said it. And you'll say, oh, no, I'm over it. But you're not. You have to be real mature to sit in the hot seat. We have a church management system. That's a way of tracking what we do. Most of you, I don't know where you live. I don't know your address. But we have a church managing system, and people who are qualified, they work with that. That's important. We need to be efficient. So sometimes we have to make alterations. We send out information, like right now you should receive a text to ask you, would you like to be included in any type of blast coming to your cell phone from Breeze? It will say Breeze, Truth Reveal, Truth, R-E-V-E-A-L, not E-D. And if you get a text like that, you need to respond yes, or you will be boxed out of us sending you blast. All management systems in the country are going that way. So not only am I supposed to pastor, I have to inspect that. I got people in staff meeting that lets me know what's going on with it. And I'm sharing it with you. It's called church management. Ours is called Breeze and Subsplash. So every time you go to the church app, it is Subsplash that's running that. A management system. So it ain't mom and pop ministry anymore. Okay, my bishop know what I do. I don't know what you do. It's a management system that tracks that. And I stay away from it so no one can sow a $10,000 seed or a $2 seed and they have favoritism. I don't know what you sow. And I like it that way. It keeps my heart pure. Amen. Right now, if a man gave a woman $10,000, she's going to be tender to him. I'm not saying 100%, but she's going to be like, wow. Wow. Right. That's how it moves. That's what moves the world. You can say what you want. That's what moves the world. So that's why I believe that as a pastor, I don't want no one thinking they can influence me that way. Sow the seed, but you know, I stay away from that. So I won't be challenged that way. Y'all understand? Glory to God. That's how it works. Here's another one, measuring effectiveness. Evaluations. Measuring effectiveness. How do I measure if I'm effective as a pastor? And how do you measure if you're effective as a leader? Do you have a vision for your ministry? Do you have a vision for your family? These are the kinds of questions that aren't asked on a Sunday morning, but it should be asked among leaders. Again, if we go too far with this, it can be unhealthy because all we're doing is looking at graphs. And we forget that God uses people. And that's what I don't want in ministry, to become so corporate that we forget that we're dealing with people. I have 4 grandchildren now. Isaiah, Onyx, and Callie. And then we have Joshua. Joshua lives with me, so he's going to get a little bit more what? Attention. Which means I see him every day. My love for all of them is the same, though. Y'all understand me? My love for them all is the same. I don't have favorites. I have what I call agape, for all of them the same. If one moves toward me and always want to be around me, I'm still going to love them the same, even though I'm tender to one. You follow me? Because I have to be efficient. The young child is tuning in to our voices, and last night he was cooing for the first time. Y'all know what cooing means? Making sound, ooh, 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 and moving his tongue, right? And he can tell when different voices are speaking. He's trying to find a face. That's why I know whether you sit there or not. God can observe when there's shifts and changes. As a father or a grandfather, I don't try to have favorites, so I'm not going to give one more because they smile at me and one less over here, get lost. I treat them all the same. That's the love of the Father.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Next Level Leadership, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Thanksgiving is slightly over 2 weeks away, and Truth Revealed wants to make this memorable. If you are a single parent or facing difficult circumstances this holiday season, please contact Barbette Williams to be a recipient of this year's turkey giveaway. Email moe@truthrevealed.org for details.
Abishai Inspired Men will meet this Saturday, November 9th at 9 a.m. All men are invited to join Bishop and special guests in person for this month's fellowship.
Awaken Women, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Sunday School every Sunday at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary.
Calling All Men, mark your calendar for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded on Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Save the dates, schedule a reminder, as you do not want to miss this experience.
As we enter the final quarter of 2024, Truth Reveal is fully committed to maintaining seamless communication with our valued members. Please take a moment to update your contact information on your Breeze and TR app accounts. If you have recently relocated, change your phone number, or update your email address, your prompt action will ensure that we can continue to provide you with the best possible service. Email admin@truthrevealed.org with any questions.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hello, my name is Carol Esposito, Promotions Manager for WMIE 91.5 FM and WWBC 1510 AM. Our station is conducting a food drive 4 times a year to benefit the smaller food pantries in our county. This November, our food drive will benefit the Island Community Church Food Pantry located in Merritt Island. They specifically need and hope to receive 100 boxes of instant mashed potatoes, 80 cans of cranberry sauce, and 80 cans of yams. You can drop off your donation between the hours of 9 to 2 p.m. the week of November 4th through the 8th at 1150 West King Street in Cocoa. I will be here to greet and thank you for partnering with us to meet this need. Together, we can be a blessing to others this Thanksgiving holiday and share the love that God so richly pours out upon us. Thank you, and God bless.